The 2017 Miss America competition goes down on ABC this Sunday at 9 o'clock Eastern from Atlantic City's Boardwalk Hall. And one of the celebrity judges, along with Sierra and Olympic gold medalist Gabby Douglas, will be the owner of the NBA Dallas Mavericks, entrepreneur. You've seen him on Shark Tank. Mark Cuban, it's been a minute.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Wow. You know, it's a given. You judge entrepreneurial potential as seen on Shark Tank.
Uh-huh.
But this kind of competition, is this all new to you?
Yeah, well, first I got a hall pass from my wife, so that was the first thing. And the second thing is I've been friends. Yeah, I've been friends with Chris Harrison for a long time, and I went to the same school as Sage, so we've both gotten to be friends. And
the co-host.
And so they asked, yeah, so I was like, sure, you know.
Well, you know you're going to have to wear your shade glasses so they can't see your eyes. See where you're looking.
Actually, it covers my mouth when it falls open half the time.
The contested competition category is evening wear, talent, interview, on stage questions, and swimsuit. So we won't mention which your favorite category.
Yeah, but you know the interview and the talent. You know, I'm in the entertainment business and I do a lot of hiring. So I think that's why they brought me in, because you know these women are smart. They're driven. Obviously, you don't get there without having focus and a lot of drive. And so you know I'm going to respect them and I can't wait to hear what they have to say.
Well, we'll be watching.
Now the Pageant is going to have its first openly gay contestant. Are you surprised it took so long for that to happen?
Yeah, you know it things have changed, obviously, for the better, and I think it's awesome when people can just be open about who they are and just be themselves. Anytime, you know, you don't have to worry what other people are thinking about you, that's a huge plus, and I think she can be a great role model for girls who are growing, and guys, for that matter, who are growing up with similar circumstances. So I think it's great, and actually, I'm looking forward to meeting her.
Mark Cuban is our special guest on the show, and Mark, you've been very vocal politically as a businessman, and at first it seemed like you supported Donald Trump.
Uh-huh.
And then it changed. What happened?
Well, you know, as a business guy, when Donald got involved, I thought, okay, things could change, you know. And I knew him some. I didn't know him real well. But I thought, okay, I'm going to give him a chance and, you know, see what he has to say. And I really supported him as he started to get into the primaries. And it was, you know, the Republican primaries were kind of a mess. And I really didn't want Ted Cruz to get the nomination. I thought he was dangerous. And so I'd keep in touch with him and offer some support and some ideas and suggestions. But once he got the nomination, I was like, okay, dude, it's time to start learning policy. It's time to start learning issues. You can't just scream. You have to be insightful, and you have to offer solutions. And that just wasn't him. He's not into learning. He's not into reading. He's not into, you know, details. And once I figured out that was a real problem, and so it was time, okay, I can't support this guy for president. And the more belligerent he got, the more he just, you know, got personal rather talking about the issues. Like, okay, on a global basis, this guy could put us in a war. And, you know, can I look – I have three kids, 10, 13, and 7. And I'm like, can I look them in the eyes and say, okay, I tried to stop this guy, because if he does get elected, you know, you can't just – you know, look at the guy from the Philippines, right, who mouths off about President Obama,
right,
and now
right.
he has to take it back. And, you know, the perspective everybody has of him. You know, Trump isn't quite that bad, but – no one can say he won't be bad, right? And you can't just mouth off, you know, in this world today, because that starts wars. And so that scares me. It scares the hell out of me, and it scares me about the future of this country and for my kids. And so it was an easy decision to support Hillary Clinton.
You know Donald Trump on a personal level.
Uh-huh.
What do we need to know?
I mean, look, on a personal level, he's fine. You know, it's just, He's one of these guys that, you, at least with my interactions with him, he's close as I can say. He's a running buddy, right? He's one of those guys that he's there when you do something, but you don't ever get close to him. And you know he'll talk nonsense sometime, but he's just one of the guys you run around with. And you know, and that's a positive in some respects. But at some point, if you're running for the office of president, you have to get serious. And I just never saw that side of him. I'll tell you a quick story. I was talking to him on the phone before the CNBC debates, and I was like, dude, why don't you go to a small business and show off, right? You're going to be doing a debate on CNBC, a business network, and if you go to a small business, you can help them, and people get to see how you approach problem solving for business. He was like, Mark, people like Mark Cuban and Donald Trump don't go to small businesses, and we don't sit and have dinner with people. Right, unless it's a big deal, we don't do it. I'm like,
wow.
No, you know, that's not the way it works. And, you know, it's just, those types of responses and others I won't even begin to tell you that just scared the hell out of me. And then I got the chance to meet Secretary Clinton, and she's personable. We're not best friends. We didn't spend hours together, but, you know, she's smart. She understands the issues. You know, if I sat in a room with Donald Trump and I said, okay, pick any issue that a president might have to address, I think I'd be pretty confident in saying that I knew more about it than him. When I sat in a room with Hillary Clinton and the topics were flying, there was no question she knew more about them than me and knew as much as anybody else in the room. And to me, that's important, because when it comes to being president, the only certainty is the uncertainty. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know who's going to invade the Ukraine. You know, you don't know what's going to happen, you know, some tragedy here around the world. And because of that uncertainty, you need to be prepared. You need to make the effort to learn and adapt. And I see that from her, and I don't see that from him. You know, when I talked to her, I trusted her. You know, I trusted her that she would do the work. When I talked to him, I didn't trust that he would make the effort. And so that's why, again, I endorsed Secretary Clinton.
You want to see detailed policy, detailed plan?
Well, I just want to know that they understand, right?
Yeah.
Because you can't, you know, it's not easy to run a country. You know,
no.
The people, there's life and death involved. There's, you know, our futures are involved, our kids' futures. What you do in those 4 years can impact generations. And if you don't know what you're doing, and if you don't really have an understanding and grasp of issues, you know, there's another example I can give, you know, situational awareness. You know, when something comes at you, you have to understand what's going on. You know, do you pass or do you run on third down, if you use sports analogy? He doesn't get that. He doesn't understand that things change as context changes. And in order to make the right decision, you have to have an understanding of everything that's going on. You have to make an effort to learn. You know, President Obama, look at all the different all the places he's going. He's at, you know, G20, and he has that stare down with Vladimir Putin. Like, if you don't understand what's happening in the world, if you don't understand the nuanced details, not just of American policy, but of Russian policy and the efforts they're making and what their goals are and what tactics they're taking, how are you going to represent the United States in those situations?
Wow.
I trust that Hillary Clinton can walk into a situation where she can go face-to-face with Vladimir Putin and have complete confidence in her knowledge of what's going on. I have absolutely zero trust that of Donald Trump walks into that same situation, that he's going to be able to have situational awareness. He's going to be able to understand not just our side of the equation, but also the Russian.
I tell you
that
what, Mark,
me.
You've got such an interesting take. I need to call you and talk to you after the show.
Have you on anytime.
All right.
You know I love it, man.
Love you on Shark Tank, man.
New season of Shark Tank, September 23rd, Friday night's ABC, and this Saturday, September 11th, I'll be Miss America.
All right.
Yes.
We will be watching. Thank
Appreciate
you for your time.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon. Yeah. As the entrepreneur and owner of the Dallas Mavericks, and check him out, Miss America competition, Sunday night at 9 on ABC.